A great sociologist, Durkheim, put it this way. It's a brilliant statement. And you think about it, how relevant it really is. He said, when mores are sufficient, laws are unnecessary. When mores are insufficient, laws are unenforceable. Now, to use the hotel situation, when mores, a more is a norm, it's the expected social way of behaving. When mores are sufficient, that is, are we really about customer service, really? Or do we just give it as our PR thing, our cosmetic advertising, see? When mores are sufficient, laws, roadmaps are unnecessary. When you get enough people committed to central purposes and principles, you don't need extensive policy and procedure manuals. If you do not have that commitment, though, you're going to find some need of something that is predictable for people, because they are dependent, see? They're not capable of operating on their own hook, on their own initiative. And whatever you come up with, you've got to be constantly changing it, which disturbs people. You have to change it because the environment's changing so rapidly. Then it upsets people. Then they resist change. Then they try to come up with some new philosophy or practice that can handle that. And there are scores of different management philosophies that have come out. Participative management, MBO, management by results, 9-9. So many different systems and philosophies with all their own unique language, which gives them a kind of market positioning, even though a lot of them are teaching the same basic principles. But the underlying strength of anything that comes out are those principles. But if they do not teach underlying principles, and if they do not get a deep buy-in, see, to where these are the mores, the norms of the organization, it will not happen. When mores are sufficient, strong, into the atmosphere, then roadmaps, see, laws are unnecessary. When mores are insufficient, they're not adequate. But then they're not enforceable, because the mores won't sustain them. So the wrong is in getting caught. When my boss is around, I might do it, see? When his boss is around, he's on his best behavior. Whatever. See, so that what really happens is you condition people to develop a political mind, a kind of political conscience. The wrong is in getting caught, not in doing wrong. Total quality must begin with total personal quality. Otherwise, if the head's polluted, what's the water going to be like downstream? Those are very profound experiences. And by the way, I wanted to emphasize again, I'm just talking about one illustration. You know, my hotel experiences, we could come up and you could come up with many, many, not just on customer service, but how to get innovation, how to deal with ethical issues, how to get a higher degree of, say, participation and better ideas that come from involving other people, how to build teams between warring units, see. You could take any subject, study, and you would find good illustrations and bad illustrations. So I just focused upon customer service because, in a sense, that's my day-to-day experience so much, and I'm very sensitive to it. But please remember, it is the principle we're teaching, not these practices. Those only illustrate the principle.